Ayol tarog alafi ke moyim ke nafsi tarog elecha elakim, like an ayol, which I think is a type of a bird that is longing over these bodies of water. So too, my soul is thirsty for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tzama nafsi lekim lekelchay masai avay ve'irah. I'm thirsting for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When can I come and see the Shechina pnei elakim? Bnei Koyrach is Nabu Bekana ala Golas Azad. Bnei Koyrach is saying, this is in Kapitel Tehillim, Olam Natsiah Bnei Koyrach, and they're being Misnabe. Pretty cool that Bnei Koyrach are Misnabe. Okay. Ala Golas Azad, and they're talking about our Golas. She Yisrael Tzuakim Va'urgim Mitoicha Ke'ayol Ta'arigal V'gamayim. Klai Yisrael are calling out and desperate within it, like the Ayol that is in a desert and is finally just upon the water and is longing for the water. Letzara Tzame, from so much thirst. V'imshilam la'ayol ha'nekeva v'achalusha. It compares Klai Yisrael to this Ayol that's a nekeva, which is weak. Kichein Yisrael chalashim magalus v'toshash koicham k'nekeva. We've been weakened. V'lokach amar ka'ayol taroig v'lo yamar ya'aroig. That's why it's lashon nekeva taroig. Tzama nafshi. Milas tzama. Nimshach z'lemayla la'ashvois imayol. Like the ayol that is thirsty. Kalaymar ka'ayol shetitzma alamayim. Again, tzama nafshi lelekim. Umin ha'yudua. Ki gufa ayol yesh by chamimus chazaka yesimidai. The body of an ayol has a tremendous heat, a tremendous level of temperature. Mitzachu oichal nechashim akrabim. Because it eats hot stuff. The mela, its desire for thirst, is much stronger than other creatures that are thirsty. And a person's desire for thirst is more than other desires that he has. And yet, the desire and the thirst that the soul has for its creator is Allah. So he's building up all these levels. A typical animal's thirst, and an ayol's thirst, and a person's thirst, and the nefesh's thirst for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than all of the above. That's why they compare our desire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the thirst of the ayol. Because there's no greater description of a desperate thirst more than this. I remember hearing from Abdon Segal a long, long, long time ago when he's speaking about this pasuk, and then they sang the song, Ka'ayot Hayok, and he said, Alafike Mayim. When are you most thirsty? When you're dying of thirst, dying of thirst, dying of thirst, and then the water is right by your mouth. That's the ultimate. It's the ultimate. It's like the ayol was in the desert for how long? And so there's a pasuk, and now it's mamish on the water. Al afike mayim, not el afike mayim, on the water. That's mamish the last second. Okay, that's our thirst for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, I lost the place. Yeah, there's no great thing. This is to the opposite of the people of Aram, that they would serve dead gods, they would serve idols. This Masai is an expression of the extent of the length of time of the Golus. I had tears to be like my food of day and night. As it was said to me all the time, where is your God? The Malchus Edom is constantly shaming and teasing us. Just like we constantly need bread, it's constantly teasing us as if we're in our state of starvation. Where's your God? And yet I know that our God is alive and well, and their God is dead. Right? Yom Moshe has a song. God is alive and well in Jerusalem. Yeah. It's not a surprise. The Nevi'im all testified that this is what would be. They're bastling us with their mum. They're going to call us Tamei. Those that dwell in Kevarim. Ubanetzurim. Netzurim is crucifixion, no? Yelinu. Ha'oichlam b'se'ach hazir umarak pigulam kaleyem, and the stew of their pigul is in their kelim. Ha'oimrim krav elecha al tigash, those that say krav elecha al tigash ki bi kedashtich, or I'm holier than you. Let's see what he explains. Omra Kosif, Heim Tmeim Oichle B'Sachazir. They are the ones that are Tomei from eating Chazir. Vayimli Yisrael, and they tell us, Al Tigabri, don't touch me. Ki Kedashticha. I guess he's saying Kedashticha in a bad way. You've been separated. Ukinyan Shamar, isolated. Zal, Kol HaPaisim, Umay Paisim. People, disqualify others with their own disqualifications. V'chinis Nabi Yishayo, Oid Al Zev, Husha Omar. Shimu Elayo, De Tzedek, Im Am Tayrasi Belibam. Listen to me, those that know the truth, the nation of my Torah that's in their hearts. Al Tiru Kherpas Enosh Umigdu Fizim. Al Techasu. Don't be scared of the kherpa of these people and from their gidufim and their curses and their shameful words. Don't be fearful. Ki kabeged yoichleim ash, like a garment that is consumed by smoke. The katsamer yoichleim sas. Ash is a moth, okay. Shkoyach. Like a garment that's consumed by moths, a ketzemer yeklaim sas. Okay, then give me that one. Come on. So they're going to be consumed, and the tzidkus remains forever. Amar Teirasi, sit down. Amar Teirasi, believe I'm leib b'fiyam uvad. Not only is the Torah in our mouths, ela shemekayim in mashaloyim ki em yiru hageula. They're going to see the geula, or at least they're going to anticipate it, and the mele are going to fulfill it not just by the mouths but in their heart. Al tiru kerbas anoyshim mechar v'meskem magolus ashein atem aminu b'munasam alichu agolus. They're shaming us, they're embarrassing us, they're teasing us on the delay and the long galus, and because we don't believe in their emunah that the Messiah already came, you know. They say that the Savior came already. Ki kabeket sheichal ash, yeichal oisam ara haba aleim, kabeket sheichal oisam ash. So the bad is going to consume them like the moth eats the garments. They're going to end up disappearing. You're going to be there forever. Okay. Okay.